now joined on the call by Richmond senior linebacker Omar Howard. Good morning, Omar, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Before we look ahead to your opponent in the playoffs, North Carolina A&T, obviously a tough loss on Saturday for you against William & Mary. Talk about what happened Saturday and how you've talked to your teammates about trying to bounce back from that loss.
Yeah, it was a tough loss. You know, they really got the run game going, and, you know, that's kind of on me as a senior leader. But, you know, they had a tough team, tough physical team, and obviously having a little bit of struggle on the offensive side because we lost our starting quarterback doesn't help. But, you know, we're going forward as this is a new season. We're going to take every day as, you know, it might be the last Tuesday practice. So we're going to try to have the best Tuesday practice that we can have.
Three straight trips to the playoffs for your team. What's that experience that you've had over the years help you going into Saturday?
It only helps because you understand the environment. You know, you're not, you know, overly anxious because you've been there before. So you kind of know what to expect, what the level of competition is going to be, and that's always going to be a tough one. So, you know, you're prepared for the situation.
Got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Omar, is there a sense among the defenders at Richmond that without your starting quarterback, maybe the defense has to be a level better, and maybe the margin of errors, the margin of you got a smaller margin of error?
I mean, there's certainly the aspect that it might be harder for our offense to get going. But we still have all the confidence in the world. I mean, we still have all-world O-line and running back and receivers that can go up and get the ball. So whichever quarterback the coaches decide to play, I think they'll be successful. But, I mean, obviously as a defense, we've got to help our offense out and get them the ball as much as possible with limiting as much points as possible.
NCA&T is known for its running attack. Do you have a first impression?
Yeah, their running back is really dynamic, and their O-line gets after it. We'll definitely have to play hard and make sure we stay fundamentally sound and do our job, but I mean, they're definitely a good team.
Thank you.
No problem.
Omar, along with the injury Saturday to Kyle, it's certainly been an injury-filled year for the guys on the defensive side of the ball as well, but you guys have remained pretty strong. As the leader of that defense, how has that changed your role with adapting with all the younger players?
I mean, surprisingly, we had a lot of depth going into the year, so I mean, even though a few guys went down, we still had guys that could play and step up, so it hasn't changed too much. But, you know, that's kind of the story of the football season. You know, all teams have injuries and adversities. It's just who comes out on top.
In your mind, having been through this thing before, what are some of the keys to being a good playoff team? What do you need to do well?
You have to have a stout defense, and you got to be fundamentally sound, and you can't make mental mistakes. You got to limit penalties, and the turnover margin has been huge. So we'll try to expose that and get as many turnovers as possible.
Going through the grind of the CAA, which certainly with all the four playoff teams and the week-to-week grind of the CAA, along with playing the teams you played out of conference like Virginia, how does that help prepare you for the playoffs?
I mean, it just lets you be into tight games. You know, so often teams will come into the playoffs not having a tight game all season. You know, they'll have, you know, blowouts one way or another, and then they'll come in, and then they find themselves in a tight game in the fourth quarter. We've been in those tight games. We've been in at least eight of them. So, you know, we're ready for those kind of games.
I know you probably just had a limited amount of time to look at North Carolina A&T, but are they like any team you've played this season? Is there anybody that you've seen that might help you get ready for what they're going to bring at you?
It's kind of tough to say. I feel like Albany had a good rushing team like that. Their running back is really dynamic. He's a fast, quick guy. Apparently their quarterback's been down, but he might be able to play. We haven't gotten too much into the passing game because of it, so we've been more focusing on this dynamic running back. So I'd say Albany is pretty close to it.
Just to sort of follow up on some of the questions before, as one of the leaders on this team with what happened to Kyle on Saturday, what's going to be the message to your teammates going into this weekend to kind of pick their heads up and get ready for the postseason?
I mean, we just got to be happy that we're in the playoffs. I mean, there's 100 other teams that aren't playing at this time of year, and, you know, it's just another opportunity to extend our season. You know, we got to play each game like it's our last because it very well could be.
All right, Omar, thanks for taking some time with us today, and good luck on Saturday against North Carolina A&T.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, thank you.